Welcome to the Cart Saluti Daily Podcast, bringing you the voices of writers and artists from around the world, and this issue bringing you every 5 days or so the voices of Dave and Beth nattering on about an image post we published, and in the process throwing open the virtual attics of our minds filled with 4 or 5 decades of accumulated mental junk. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Dave.
We're looking at an image post today by Harvey E. Parker. This is called Bird Transformation, and it is an artist trading card. It's just, Harvey E. Parker is a visual artist who teaches gifted and talented in 4 public schools. His interests include mythology, history, maps, and books. Most of his work is currently in ATC format, artist trading cards, the only requirement being that the finished piece be 2.5 by 3.5 inches, the size of a standard playing card. Beth, what is all this artist trading card business?
Well, I actually don't know that much about it, Dave. I looked up to try and find out more. And artist trading cards are small works of art with no restrictions, apparently, as to medium. And they're about the same size as a baseball card, and it's the same general idea. They're small works of art designed to be not to be sold, but to be traded with other people who make or collect these cards. And the ATC movement, I guess, developed out of the mail art movement, M-A-I-L, art movement, and had its origins in Switzerland.
Yeah, I've been Googling it here, and I, in fact, have a Swiss site. Kind of unique. It says, important that you meet the other people in person to trade. It's okay to trade by mail or to participate in editions, online thing, I guess. But the main purpose of this performance is the trading session and the personal meeting. And it's not about money, it says. Participants in trading sessions and editions should not be charged any money. The point of the project is the exchange of cards as well as the personal experience.
That's neat. Well, what Harvey's done here on this particular one and the others that he submitted to us are similar, that they're all kind of shamanistic images, black and white. And this particular one has 2 winged figures joined at the head. So basically there's no head here. It's just a neck and then a kind of mirror image of this winged figure with a body and 2 feet with claws. And the one on the bottom has either a tail or a genitalia hanging down, and the one at the top doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you get genitalia out of that, but of course, it's mythology. In scientific fact, most birds don't have external genitalia.
Yeah, but I kind of see it as a man transforming into a bird.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But in any case, that's the only difference between these 2 figures.
It has a definite rock art vibe to it. And I guess the words of power connection, for me at any rate, is this kind of like this idea of exchange that we just learned about from the artist trading card website. But there's an interchange going on here. There's an exchange of information between the figure on the bottom and the figure on the top, which, of course, being a card, you know, top can be bottom and bottom can be top, you know, kind of that as above, so below idea from alchemy. And so, you know, alchemical or shamanistic, there's some sort of transformation going on here. I think you're right about that. Humans into birds or back. And I guess, you know, this brings to mind all the ideas. You know, worldwide, not every culture has them, of course, but very widespread ideas associating birds with the soul. And we could talk about why that is, but, you know, humans evolved in a world that had birds in it. Birds are very striking. I know lots and lots of bird watchers. I'm not a fanatical bird watcher myself, though I like birds, but we've all probably known people who are just absolutely fanatical about watching birds, counting birds, observing birds, and even in those with only a passing interest, you know, crows, ravens, hawks, all these things make a strong impression on people. I think phenomenologically, there's a good basis for this mythological interest. But
also I think that the main thing that birds do, of course, is they fly.
Right.
And they have a freedom that human beings have always envied. And when we think about our soul, those of us who believe in souls, we think of it as something that exists independent of the body, and that either ultimately or perhaps even at times during our life, the soul takes flight. The soul has wings. The soul departs the body. The soul can move independently of this earthbound body.
Right.
And that's the association particularly with birds.
Yes, in shamanistic belief systems, the soul might well leave the body in dreams on mm-hmm. a regular basis and travel below the earth as well as, you know, to the other world, the spirit world or whatever. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing here in this image to me. It's an embodiment of prayer, but not prayer so much as we tend to think of it as an act of petition between, you know, a lowly mortal being and a immortal God, but prayer as a kind of, you know, magical exchange of power between beings from different worlds.
Yep, I think that's it, Dave.
Well, okay, I guess we nailed that sucker.
Yeah.
Well, no, of course we didn't. Any piece of good art is open to multiple interpretations, and as always, we encourage people to stop by the site if you're listening in iTunes and make up your own mind about it.